Simon & Schuster Audio Works presents Star Trek, the Kobayashi Maru by Julia Eklar. This program is read by James Doohan.
For a long moment, James T. Kirk was aware only that he was hurt and he was cold. Then the pain settled deep into his right knee, and memory came awake like lightning. The shuttlecraft Halley had started out on a routine exploration, only to be plunged into disaster by a single, ill-placed gravitic mine. Kirk remembered how the mine struck the shuttle, wrenching the craft violently about despite Sulu's efforts to evade it. When the chaos ended, Kirk was left helpless with a badly sprained knee. A broken shoulder had Sulu drifting in and out of consciousness. Scott, McCoy, and Chekhov remained unhurt. Kirk wished he could believe that meant they still had hope of rescue. Turning his head, Kirk searched the dark shuttle for the rest of his men. Dr. Leonard McCoy occupied the seat across the main aisle, one row ahead of a bandaged and braced Sulu. The hard yellow light from an emergency lamp painted the doctor's face in bright relief. Kirk's attention stayed fixed on the forward hatch, where he could hear Chekhov struggling to salvage their transmitter. Behind him, enigmatic sounds and smells wafted into the main compartment from Scott's own repair efforts. Things hadn't changed much then, from when Kirk fell asleep. Scott and Chekhov had the repair situation well in hand.